This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Migrants seeking asylum here in the United States have scored a victory in a U.S. court. The AP's Jackie Quinn explains.
Immigrants' rights group Sudbar announced that to deter migrants from illegally entering the U.S., the government wouldn't offer bond hearings. Lawyers say they're not dangerous. They can reunite with relatives and find lawyers to help handle their claims. Judge Marcia Peckman agrees it's unconstitutional. She's ordered the government to provide a bond hearing within 7 days of a request by any immigrant demonstrating a credible fear of persecution if they're returned to their homeland. If the hearing isn't granted in 7 days, they must be released. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Trump administration gave up on its plans to include a citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census. This means the U.S. Census Bureau can now start printing forms to be sent to more than 100 million American homes. The census is important because it determines how many congressional seats are assigned to each state and how hundreds of billions of dollars in federal money is distributed. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 last week against the administration's request for a citizenship question on the census, saying it did not meet the standards for a clear explanation for why the administration wanted to take such actions. U.S. military jury in San Diego, California, found a decorated U.S. Navy SEAL not guilty of murdering a captive teenager Islamic State militant in Iraq in 2017. Edward Gallagher was also acquitted of 2 counts of attempted murder, prisoner. The sole verdict carries 4 months in prison, but Gallagher has already spent 9 months in pretrial detention, meaning he will go free. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Scientists in Australia say they have used artificial intelligence to develop a powerful new vaccine against the flu. The team from Flinders University believe it is the first time a computer has used its own machine learning to design a new drug for use in people. We get more on the story from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
They say it's the start of a new era in artificial intelligence research. Dr. Nikolai Petrovsky is from Flinders University in Adelaide.
We took existing drugs that we know work. We took examples of drugs that don't work or have failed, and we essentially showed all of that to the AI program called SAM, came up with its own suggestion of what might be an effective adjuvant, which we then took and tested, and sure enough, it worked.
A clinical trial will soon start on 240 volunteers in the United States. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Controversy appears to be swirling around this year's July 4th Independence Day festivities here in Washington. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It reads like a promotional poster. The president tweeting incredible flyovers and biggest ever fireworks at an event billed as honoring the military. But there are concerns the president will twist what's usually a nonpartisan birthday celebration. The White House is pushing back, saying he'll deliver a patriotic speech at the Lincoln Memorial.
I'm not going to allow you to politicize it.
At the same time, top advisor Kellyanne Conway says he'll cover other topics.
The success of this administration in opening up so many jobs for individuals, what we've done for veterans.
Some troops worry they'll be seen as political props. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The White House is downplaying President Trump's concession to allow sales of some computer chips to China's Huawei Technologies company, saying the telecommunications giant remains blocked because of national security concerns from buying parts to produce its newest 5G smartphones. Washington had put Huawei on an export blacklist in May, citing national security concerns related to its technology for the company's 5G fifth-generation smart devices. Huawei's founder said the Trump agreement with Chinese President Xi Jinping to relax a ban on U.S. sales to Huawei would not have much impact on the company's business. Meantime, Trump and Xi agreed at their meeting in Japan on the sidelines of the G20 Economic Summit to resume trade talks after a 7-week hiatus. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.